JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Youth Information Center to be built in Hanover. And if you have the common cold, we'll share a well-known remedy in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. So stay with us. Before year end, youth in Hanover and neighboring parishes will have easier access to information on issues affecting them, the use of computers and training. This will be facilitated through the construction of a $40 million youth information center at Watson Taylor Park in the parish. The Minister of Youth and Culture recently signed the contract for the building of the center.
Sometimes persons in the corporate area don't recognize as much that rural youth also have particular needs. And they have the same access to information as everybody else, but sometimes they just don't have the spaces to make their dreams come true. It is going to be a space that will redound to the best interest of not only Hanover, but certainly even surrounding areas, St. James perhaps, and even contending areas.
Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna speaking at the signing ceremony for the Hanover Youth Information Center Wednesday. The construction of the facility is part of the Youth Development Program, organized and funded by the Inter-American Development Bank and the Government of Jamaica. Its implementation will bring to 11 the number of youth information centers on the island.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, public and private sector representatives across the island and the diaspora. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is sharing a number of water conservation tips for surviving the drought.
Always use a brush, washcloth, or your hand to dislodge particles of dirt when washing anything, rather than relying on the force of the water to do the job.
That water conservation tip brought to you by ODPEM. Now for our Glimpses of Jamaica feature.
You would have to get crowfoot leaf, rock bat wing, and with rat water grass. And fresh cut, and you juice them there. And honeysuckle, and juice all of them there. If you want to add honey to it, it lives to you. And take it cool. My name, Albert Winston Simpson Christie.
If you know any Jamaican customs and beliefs and wish to share them, you can do so by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or by calling us at 926-359024. And what do you know? This is the end of our journey roundabout JA. Thanks to my engineer, Prince Moore. I'm Ruth Ankar, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.